The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara and the Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, says as follows: Amr Av Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. If Yitzchak says, the son of Avudimi, Minayin Nedam Shenifsim Beshkiyas Acham. How do I know the blood of a korban becomes possible when it comes sunset? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Biyoyim akhiva yazivcha yoichal," and the day that you bring the korban, it should be eaten. And at that we darshan, "Biyoyim she'atoy zeveach ata makriv," "Biyoyim she'atoy zeveach iata makriv," and the day that you bring the korban, and that day, and the day that you shech the korban, that's the day that you have to bring the korban. The day that you shecht, you slaughter the korban, that has to be the day that you do the avoidah of the korban, and the main avoidah of the korban is the spritzing of the blood. And therefore, once a korban is shechted, if it's the blood is not spritzed before shkia, the korban becomes possible. Because if you did not manage to spritz it before shkia, says Rashi, you can't leave the dam overnight. If you're going to leave it overnight, it's going to become pasul because of lina. And you can't spritz it at night because you're only allowed to do avoid by day. And there's a halacha that you could only do the avoid of the korban on the same day that you shecht the korban. Since the halacha is you can only do the avoidah of the carbon on the same day as you shecht the carbon, so if you do not manage to do the avoid of the carbon, which is, in other words, the spritzing of the blood by day before the sunset, the carbon becomes possible. So says this Gemara. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos asks a very strong question on this Gemara. Frag Tosfos asks Tosfos, why do I need a new drasha to tell me that you could only spritz the blood of the korban on the same day that you slaughter the korban? The Gemara makes a new drasha to tell me this halacha, that you could only spritz the blood on the same day that you shecht the animal. Why do I need such a drasha? Without this, I could anyways know this halacha. How? Because Rashi told us that you can't leave the blood from one day to the next day because of a different halacha. You can't, the blood will become pasul the next day if it wasn't used, if it was left overnight because of a psulina. Once I know that, so then anyways, the korban will become pasul because once it becomes nighttime, I'm not allowed to do any avoidah. I'm only allowed to do avoidah by day, not by night. We learned that out of a different pasuk by Yoyim Tzavoysoi, that all avoidah has to be done by day. So if all avoidah has to be done by day, automatically the carbon is going to become possible if the shizrika of the spritzing wasn't done before shkia, before sunset. So why do I need a new drasha, asks Tosfos, to tell me that if I did not spritz the blood before sunset, that it's possible because you can't have that the spritzing and the shechting are on two different days. Why do I need a new drasha? So asks Tosfos. So Tosfos comes up with an answer that he brings Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says that based on his shita, we have a fabulous answer. Before we get to the Rabbeinu Tam shita, we have to give an introduction. Tosfos here and elsewhere asks a big question. There's one Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that the Gemara says that the distance between, the difference in time between Shkia and Tzeis is 3/4 mil. Now what is Shkia, what is Tzeis? Shkia literally means sunset. Tzeis HaKichavim literally means when the stars come out. Basically, We know in Yadus, in laws of Torah, that there are three different times of the day. There's really more, but for our argument's purpose, there's three parts of the day. There's the daytime, when it's light outside, when the sun, from when it's already light outside in the beginning of the day, and until when the day comes to Shkia. The day comes to an end when it comes Shkia. We don't know what Shkia is, but something that's termed as Shkia Sachamu, which literally means sunset, that ends the day. Or that ends, from then on, it's no longer Vadai day. From then on, we can no longer say that it's for sure daytime. There are many nafkaminas that come out from whether it's considered day, whether or not. Many mitzvahs can only be done by day. And then we have a time that's called nighttime, when it's at least for sure night. And that's when it's after Tesach Yechavim, that's after when the stars come out. It's called Erev, it's called nighttime. There are many mitzvahs that could only be done by nighttime. Then we have a period that's in between. It's called Bein Hashmashos. It's called between the suns, between the period that belongs to the sun and between the period that belongs to the moon. And twilight in English, there's a certain period that Halacha recognizes that it's, at least according to many opinions, considered sofek, it's considered a doubt. Is that considered day? Is that considered night? Now there's big questions. When does Shkia Zachama, when does halachic sunset start, and when does halachic night start? And once we know when halachic sunset starts and when halachic night starts, then we'll know that whatever in between is will be considered Bein Hashmashos, will be considered halachic twilight, will be considered that period in between of which is in doubt, of which we don't know, and we have to give it its own set of laws of how to deal with that time. Now we have a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that tells us that the difference in time from sunset until Vaday night, for sure night, certain night, is 3/4 mil, which means a mil is a period of 18 minutes, the amount of time it takes a person to walk the distance of a mil, which is assumed by the Paiskim to be, at least most Paiskim, to be 18 minutes. And therefore, 3/4 mil, 3/4 of 18 minutes is 13.5 minutes. So one Gemara tells us that the difference from sunset to night is 13.5 minutes. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Masechta. Psachim that the Gemara says that the difference in time from sunset and until nighttime is 4 mil, one parasit, which is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So the big question is, how long is twilight? Is it 13.5 minutes? Is it 72 minutes? We have a big steer, we have a big contradiction between two Gemaras, how long Bein Hashmashos, how long halachic twilight really is. So there are numerous ways in the Rishonim how to answer this question. This seemingly contradiction is answered by the Rishonim, discussed at length by the Rishonim, and there's basically, to generalize, we could say there's basically three answers. Rabbeinu Tam famously said his answer that there are two types of shkia. There is the first Shkia, and there is the second Shkia. There is the first sunset, and there is the second sunset. There is one sunset that after that period, it's still for sure considered day. It's not halachic twilight yet. Then there's a second sunset, at which, from that point onward, it becomes halachic twilight. And once we can establish that there are two different types of Shkia, two different types of halachic sunset, then we can explain easily the contradiction, the seeming contradiction between the two Gemaras. The Gemara that says there's 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis is talking about the first Shkia. The first Shkia is referring to when the sun actually sets, what we call in Lashon Bnei Adam, what's commonly called by people sunset. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, that from then on until Tzeis will be 72 minutes. However, the halachic sunset, there's a different sunset. It's not really when the sun goes below the horizon. There's a sunset of when it's getting a certain level of darkness. And that's when we're saying that the sun is setting so far below the horizon that it's so dark. And that's the period of when day just ends. Or just begins twilight, just begins Bein Hashmashes. And that's 58 and a half minutes after what's commonly called sunset. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that says there's between Shkia and Tzeis is only 13 and a half minutes. That means if you count 58 and a half minutes after commonly called sunset, from then until when it's considered Tzeis HaKechavim, from then until when it's considered for sure nighttime, from there on, from between the second sunset and Tzeis HaKechavim, there it's 13 and a half minutes. If you add up the 58 and a half and 13 and a half, you get 72 minutes. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam coincides these two Gemaras. The second opinion is the opinion of the Geonim. It's the opinion of Rav Hai Goin, of Shriva Goin, of Nisim Goin. So they were really earlier than Rabbeinu Tam. They're brought down in the Truas Meram al Shakar, and they are famously known as the Shita of the Geonim, which are brought by the Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin, who was much later, he would lived in the times of Achroinim, much, much past Rabbeinu Tam, he followed very strongly the opinion of the Geonim. And that basically the opinion of the Geonim is that there's no such thing as two sunsets. Sunset is sunset. What's commonly called sunset, that is sunset. And the amount of time from sunset until it comes to Vaday night is 13 and a half minutes. Or, it actually changes based on location. In some places it takes longer for it to get so dark. From the period from this, when the sun goes below the horizon until it gets dark enough to be called Vaday night is actually longer than 13 and a half minutes. But the 13 and a half minutes is the amount of time that it takes in the place where the Amoraim lived. The writers of Gemara, where they lived, it took 13 and a half minutes. So for them, they were saying it's 13 and a half minutes. And in those areas, in those locations, it's 13 and a half minutes from sunset, from commonly called sunset, until when it's Vaday night. If you go to a different location, where it's going to take longer to get dark, so then it will be longer than 13 and a half minutes from sunset to when it's actually considered night. Additionally, even the Gemara that said that it takes 13 and a half minutes, it doesn't mean that every single day of the year it takes 13 and a half minutes. Because it also varies in any given location. It varies day by different days of the year how long it takes from sunset until it gets actually dark. And so therefore 13 and a half minutes really, the Pashtus is that according to all opinions, it should vary from place to place and also from day to day. Be that as it may, the Vilna Goin, the way he understands the Gemara, there's no two types of sunsets. There's only one kind of sunset. The Gemara in Pesachim says that it takes 72 minutes from sunset until Tzeis HaKechavim. Says the Vilna Goin, the way he understands the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim is not talking about nighttime. Of course, it takes only 13 and a half minutes to get from sunset until night. However, what the Gemara in Pesachim is referring to is that there's another type of night. There's another way of talking about Tzeis HaKichavim. Not night, but there's, well, if you want to know when all the stars come out, all the stars will only come out once it's 72 minutes. Nighttime, dark enough to be called nighttime, that there are some stars and it's considered halachic night, that's already 13 and a half minutes after sunset. But when, if you want to have all the stars come out, which is not noigea for most, for almost all halachas of the Torah, there is no difference to us whether we have all the stars or not all the stars. It's only practical for that specific Gemara that the Gemara Pesachim is talking about for workers. If you wonder when all the stars come out, they only this, to have all the stars come out, that only happens after it's 72 minutes. Then there's a third opinion that basically is quite similar to the Vilna Gaon, just that he has that it goes a little backwards. In other words, he has that sunset really begins 13 and a half minutes before what's commonly called sunset. And when we have what's commonly called sunset, it's considered for sure night. Now, it's a das yochid in the Rishonim, this opinion of the Re'im, the Yireim. It's brought down in some Achroinim, like the Bach and the Magen Avraham. But mostly, it's not used la halacha. Some people add the Mishnah Berurah does recommend being chayshish for it, and perhaps that is the reason why women have the minig to light candles before Shabbos, 18 minutes before Shkia, because they are avoiding, they're fulfilling this opinion of the Yireim. Be that as it may, it is a das yochid, it's not the opinion that's, it's not at all the majority, and it's not considered the main halacha. Be that as, all this is what we said as far as how to answer the contradiction in Gemaras. That is all an introduction to understand how Tosfos explains and answers our Gemara. Getting back to our Gemara, we had a question in our Gemara. Why do I need a new drasha to tell me that the carbon becomes pasul if the blood was not spritzed until the next day? That was Tosfos' question. Isn't the blood and the carbon possible anyways, since the blood becomes possible because of lina, and once the blood is possible because of lina, and you can't spritz it at night, so anyways the carbon is possible. Why do I need a new drosha that you could only spritz on the same day you shecht, if anyways the blood becomes possible because you can't do avoid that night, and blood left overnight is possible because of lina? Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says, I have a beautiful answer if you can accept the explanation of Rabbi Nutan. We said before there's three ways how to answer the stira, the contradiction between the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara and Pesachim. And one of those answers was Rabbi Nutan. Rabbi Nutan said that there's two types of shkia, there's two types of halachic sunset. One is when what's commonly called sunset, when the sun goes below the horizon. And another one is when it gets quite dark and the sun is a certain point below the horizon, that's another kind of sunset. And Rabbi Nutan said that what's commonly called sunset does not end the day. It's still considered halachic day until you get to the next sunset of the sun being a certain point below the horizon. Once you say that, says Rabbi Nutan, then this Gemara is very easily understood. The Gemara that has a new drasha to tell us that a carbon becomes possible at Shkias HaChama, the Gemara is coming to say that the carbon becomes possible once you hit the first sunset. If it would only be from the other drasha that we know that a carbon can only be brought by daytime, I would use the rules that we have in Kol HaTorah of what's considered daytime. When is daytime? Daytime is until the second shkia, the second sunset, the halachic sunset. Once I have a new drasha that tells us that you could only do the avodah of the korban when it's the same day as when it was shechted, that new drasha comes to tell us that you can't spritz the blood after the first sunset. Once it hits the first sunset, then already the korban becomes possible. So says Rabbeinu Tam, if you learn like the way I understand, you have a very easy way how to answer this Gemara. Now let's go one step further. Based on this Rabbeinu Tam, and based on the way Rabbeinu Tam explains this Gemara, that a carbon becomes possible even at the first shkia. You can't spritz the blood of a carbon even past the first shkia. This has a great halachic ramification. In practice, there's a big machloikis, or a big difference in opinion, between paiskim, who the main halacha follows. Does the main halacha follow Rabbeinu Tam, or does the main halacha follow the Geonim? As we said, there's a big difference in time between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim. And it makes a very big difference if halacha follows the Rabbeinu Tam or the Geonim. So, very many paiskim and many kihilois are machmer to a large extent both ways to try to fulfill, for sure on the deraisa level, both opinions. They try to satisfy both the Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim. However, when it comes to the Rabbanans and other halachas, such as the lighting Neiros Chanukah, so there is a big difference between Hasidim and Litvisha, whether we should follow Rabbeinu Tam or whether we should follow the Goyim. One of such differences is the question whether a person is allowed to, or not allowed to, daven mincha past what's commonly called sunset. If you hold like the Geonim, if you follow the opinion of the Geonim, so you can't daven mincha past whenever it's considered day. Now, once you pass what's commonly called shkia, then you are at least in the period of Bein Hashmashos. And to keep things simple, let's assume that once you're in during Bein Hashmashos, it's at least not lechatchila to daven mincha. And therefore, if you follow the opinion of the Geonim, lechatchila at least, you should not be davening mincha before shkia, past shkia, past what's commonly called sunset. However, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, you have plenty of time to daven mincha l'chayra. L'chayra, even though it's past what's commonly called shkia, nevertheless, your zman of mincha, the zman of when it's considered day, still extends until 58 and a half minutes later, or depending how to learn up Rabbeinu Tam, depending how to understand Rabbeinu Tam. However, there's one big catch, there's one big caveat, and that is that it's not so simple that even if you follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that you should be able to daven mincha until 58 and a half minutes after shkia, or wherever, whatever point you want to consider is compared to that 58 and a half minutes after shkia. Says the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina Masechta Brachos that the time of mincha, the tefillah of mincha, was paralleled to be a tefillah instead of the carbon tamid that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Parallel to the carbon tamid that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal instituted that we should daven mincha, we should daven the tefillah of mincha. And if that's the case, Says Rabbeinu Yoina, we can't daven mincha past sunset, even if you follow Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, you can only daven mincha up to the time of when it was kosher to spritz the blood of the carbon tamid. You can only daven mincha until when the carbon tamid shabina abayim was able to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. And what does it mean the carbon was able to be brought when you were able to spritz the blood? What does it mean when you were able to spritz the blood? The chayra, even Rabbeinu Tam, that's of the opinion that day extends until way past what's commonly called sunset, but we have over here in front of us, the Rabbeinu Tam himself agrees that for some halachis, what's commonly called sunset already ends the halachic day, so to say. Even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that you're not allowed to spritz the blood of the carbon tamid after what's commonly called sunset. He holds that there's two types of shkia, and after the first shkia, you already can't spritz the blood. And says Rabbeinu Yoina that the tefillah of mincha was instituted to parallel that, and therefore even if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, you still cannot daven mincha after what's commonly called shkia, even though it's still considered vaday day according to Rabbeinu Tam. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, not everybody does follow that Rabbeinu Yoina. And therefore, as what's commonly known, there are many kihilois that daven mincha after shkia, because they're not following Rabbeinu Yoina. They follow Rabbeinu Tam, but they don't follow Rabbeinu Yoina. So you'll ask, how is it possible that some people will not follow Rabbeinu Yoina? The tefillah of mincha was instituted to be parallel to the carbon tamid, and the carbon tamid, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees, you were not able to spritz the carbon tamid past what's commonly called shkia. So how is it possible that anybody should have a mincha past shkia? So to this, we find that there's numerous answers. There's a Pnei Yeshua that says that even though we have an Ar Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua is in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, it says even though the blood of the carbon tamid was not able to be spritzed after the first shkia, but the nisachim, the nisachim that was poured on the mizbeach that were part of the carbon tamid, that was brought until nighttime, and the tefillah of mincha that was instituted to be paralleled to the carbon tamid was instituted to be paralleled to the nisachim as well. And therefore, as long as you're able to bring the nisachim, you're allowed to daven mincha. Another answer is what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Beis, that the carbon of the tefillah of mincha, which is instituted to be paralleled to the carbon tamid shabeinu abayim, it's instituted to be parallel not to the nesachim, but to the carbon mincha. There was a mincha offering that was brought together with the carbon tamid, and that mincha offering was kasha to be brought until the end of daytime. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you were not allowed to spritz the blood of the carbon past the first shkia, but the carbon mincha was able to be brought until it became nighttime. And therefore you're allowed to daven until it's nighttime. Another answer, the Meroi Mesodah, the Nitziv in Mesechta Bracha says, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the eved, if the blood was spritzed after the first shkia, after the first sunset, b'di eved, the carbon would be a kosher. And since b'di eved, since after the fact, since if the animal was brought, it was kosher, b'di eved, since if the blood was spritzed, it was kosher even after shkia, you know, the zman of mincha is dependent on when the carbon was kosher even b'di eved. So there are three ways in the Achrayim how to explain why there are opinions that don't follow what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Even if we'll accept the explanation of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam himself says that the Korban was not able to be brought after the first Shkia, nevertheless, perhaps the Tefillah of Mincha, which was instituted to be paralleled to the Korban of the Tamash Ben Arbaim, perhaps that is a different halacha, either because it's parallel to the Nesachim, or because it's parallel to the Mincha that comes with the Korban, or because even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that b'di'eved, the Korban would be kosher if the blood was spritzed after the first Shkia. Now, this just shows us how the sugya over here is a very important sugya, and it also brings to our attention this halacha, how we have to be serious about this halacha of davening mincha in its proper time. As I said before, there's different kihilos. Some kihilos daven mincha lechatchila after shkia, but the litvishe kihilos daven mincha are makbid and davening mincha before shkia. So I will just end off with presenting to you the different opinions, and everybody has to follow their kihila and their paisik and their mesaira. Just the nekuda is that people should be aware of whatever their mesaira is, and people should be consistent with the psak that they follow. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should strongly be careful to daven before shkia, before what's commonly called sunset. He says that a person should even rather daven b'yechidus, better to daven without a minyan, than to daven after shkia. If it comes to a dilemma of either before shkia or with a minyan, better to daven without a minyan than before shkia. V'di'eved, says the Mishnah Berurah, nevertheless, v'di'eved, if it's already after shkia, a person certainly could daven even after shkia, just that they should, if it's a time that's for sure considered bein hashmashes. The Bi'alacha recommends that if somebody is davening after shkia, they should make a condition that if it's past the time of mincha, so then they're davening a tefillah that should really be ma'ariv, and the later Shmoneh Esrei that they'll daven afterwards will be a tashlumim for the mincha that they missed. However, if it is the proper time of mincha, then of course they're davening mincha, and the tefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei that they'll say later will be the ma'ariv. The Chazon Ish is quoted by Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zolzayin Gezunt, that he was of the opinion to be even more machmer than the Mishnah Berurah. He would not allow to die, he would not daven mincha after shkia, even with the eved, and would not even follow the, would not even be, want to use the Tanai of the Bir Halacha. Other poskim are more makel. There's some kihilos that are more makel, and there's many poskim that say if it's a choice of davening b'yechidus or davening after shkia with a minyan, better that one should daven after shkia with a minyan. So again, I will end off that there's different shitois, different opinions, different kihilois that have different minhagim from the kehila, and the person should follow the shita of their rav, their paisik, and their kehila. The one thing people should realize is that they have to be consistent. A person should not daven without a minyan because they're trying to make shkia, and then other times they daven after shkia. And a person should not daven with after shkia with a minyan, if sometimes they daven before shkia without a minyan. That would be a stira. And also one should be familiar with the fact that the Bi'ah Halacha recommends making this tanai, when necessary they should be ready to make this tanai. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.